Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
KRC.
Always a need for good news, especially yes. On a Monday. What's good today?
Well, I believe that some things are not a coincidence. Sometimes the good Lord puts people in our path that we need at that specific time. And okay. I think this is a perfect example of that. A pregnant woman went into labor on a flight to Hawaii on Wednesday. She was only at 27 weeks, had no idea she was pregnant. So this could have gone very, very badly. Thankfully, everything went wonderfully. Mom and baby are fine because three nurses, a physician assistant, and a doctor all happened to be on board.
Wow.
I know. Here are two of the nurses talking about it.
This lady just starts screaming, "Oh my God, we need help. Doctor, medical, like, oh my God." She's like freaking out. I'm like, she had a baby and it's little.
We're used to like these stressful situations, not like this.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, where we have like equipment. He's stable. They don't have a name yet, but the nurses and doctors have nicknamed him Jet at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Funny. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
So she basically had a whole medical team on the flight.
Yes.
Do you think about that when you fly? Like if you ever had like some kind of medical emergency in the air?
I do.
Yeah.
I also think, thank God I'm never in that exit emergency row when they're like, would you have the ability to help other people in an emergency? No, I would not.
You always answer no.
100% no.
No, I could barely lift my arm.
It's true, though. I know my weaknesses.
But that crosses my mind a lot. Like, if yes. something went horribly wrong, is there anybody on this plane
same.
That would be able to help me out or help somebody else out that has some kind of medical emergency? But she had like a whole medical crew there.
Yeah, no one ever yells, anybody a radio DJ? Well, we could really use you. Yeah, we're useless. But this is absolutely incredible. And there's
really,
no way.
We need a really deep voice.
We need some sarcasm over here, stat. I'm on it. Anyway, I just thought this was beautiful. And thank God they're okay.
Yeah, but, that's great news right there.
Good point, Rob.
Any DJs on this flight? We have the pilot developed a sore throat. He needs someone to step in and do some announcing.
Now that we could do. You never know. Maybe that will happen someday.
If you look out to the right of your cabin, you will notice the beautiful Grand Canyon. That's the Grand Canyon.
No, but that would be the challenge. You couldn't make any jokes either. You would have to just be serious and convey information. So maybe we couldn't do that.
Coming up on the left is the Hoover Dam, folks. The Hoover Dam. We will be in
Damn.
Denver shortly.